am flabbergasted.
Call it, take it quickly, Origi! Yeah!
Yes, 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 it's Matty with the footy. Welcome back, it's episode 21. This episode was recorded on the 19th of February and we spoke about Mbappe versus Haaland, Upamecano to Bayern, the Merseyside derby and plenty of more. Enjoy.
So let's kick off the episode by introducing the guest, his first appearance on the podcast, Liam.
Welcome. Hey, you're all right, going on the boys.
Well, Liam, it's your first appearance, yeah. Put it back into the deep end. What's your thoughts on Upamecano signing, going to Bayern?
I think it's a good signing, if I'm honest. He had a bad game against us last week, but Alba's going, isn't he, to Real Madrid. Boateng's getting a bit old. So yeah, I think he'd be a good signing. A good little ball-playing defender, I think. Strong.
He'll start at being at a better club.
Yeah. I think Flick's really good at, you know, developing players, so I reckon he'll be decent.
Yeah, but it's not that hard. It's not that hard to be good at Bayern. It's a one-man league. It's just Bayern,
winning
it. Yeah, true. Don't you reckon it's boring for, like fans of the Bundesliga? Like, Leipzig fans, Dortmund
it's
fans.
It's a weird league,
Wolfsburg,
isn't it?
Fans. Like, it's just boring. Like, top-class players in their league, you don't play for Bayern, get signed by Bayern.
Yeah, or Dortmund.
No, that's true.
Awful. It's boring for manager, them.
Gladbach's manager, Marco Rose, he's boss and he's gone to Dortmund, isn't he? But, like, it's taken from rivals again, isn't it?
It's so boring.
It's like a merry-go-round in that league.
Yeah,
like, buying by from Dortmund, they buy their players, must be boring for them. I reckon, like, imagine it happened in the Prem. Let's say he was winning it year in, year out. They took, let's say, Bruno Fernandes from United, they took them. They took every player from each, every best player from each team in the league. It'd be boring.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I think it does happen in the Prem sometimes. Like, obviously, Liverpool gets skittered with Southampton, don't we? But at the same time, it's different, isn't it? Because
I don't think Southampton, Leipzig are second in the league.
Yeah.
Arnold's probably
I don't get that mentality, though. Why would you sell your best player to your biggest competitor in the league? I understand money out of it, but
yeah,
it's not going to help your chances, is it, of getting a higher league position. If you don't sell and Bayern's defence crumbles a little bit next season because they're losing Alaba. I said Boateng's getting old. So then their defence crumbles a little bit. You've still got your team fully stocked.
I just think it's boring. That must be so boring, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will be.
And against Liverpool, he played awful.
If you're supported one of them clubs, there's just almost like no point supporting it, because your best players just get took by your rivals, and do you know what I mean?
But he had the shot.
He's been a good league to be in as a player, though.
Yeah.
He's been a good player. You know, he ended up with Bayern.
It's easy to develop as well, isn't it? Because the game is so easy.
It's not the first time that Bayern's bought off rivals, is it?
No.
Or Lewandowski.
Lewandowski.
Mario Gomez.
Goethe.
Did he buy Goretzka off Schalke?
I'm not too sure on that one.
I missed that. What did you say, Matty?
Did he buy Goretzka from Schalke?
Yeah, I think he was going on a free, wasn't he, though?
See, it does be boring.
Yeah.
Like, you have a good chance to win, retain Champions League. Well, is that without even a car, like, you know?
Yeah.
But, Leipzig, well, their defence, it's all right. It's a good defence, but, like, it's a quick defence. Well, losing Upamecano, they're going to have to sign someone really good.
Yeah, it'll be from Salzburg or someone, won't it?
So they're not making any money, if you think about it, because the money that they're getting off of Upamecano, they're then using it to buy someone else, but they're just stuck with their player.
Yeah.
It helps them in the league, because Bayern don't have that player, then, you get what I mean? So Bayern's defence isn't as good as Bayern are trying to improve their defence. If they don't let them, they can challenge for the league next season even more. If you get what I mean.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. I reckon that you, Julian Nagelsmann, he's a great manager, you know.
He is, yeah.
Great. Like Faith Freeney, he's younger than James Milner.
the youngest manager to manage in Champions League, isn't he? I think something like that.
Yeah, didn't he start his managing career the same age as Salah is now?
Yeah, sure.
I reckon he has a good future in like the Premier League.
Yeah.
Even if probably he would be the perfect team in the Prem for him.
You're talking like a mid-table team, aren't you?
See, I disagree. I reckon
not saying we'd have them, obviously. But a high mid-table
like a
team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you need a Champions League team,
someone like that.
Yeah. Chelsea are playing a bit like them at the minute, aren't they? Tuchel's 3-4-1-2.
He's genuinely that Thomas Tuchel.
Yeah.
That's from some German managers, aren't they? It's quite good.
It's quite the art, is it?
Jurgen Klopp.
Cool. Common team.
Very good. So is the Ralf Hasenhüttl? Is that the Southampton one?
Yeah. He's decent. Well, he can be decent.
He's Austrian,
but then
he gets
slapped 9-0 by people.
He's a Leipzig manager, isn't he? Salzburg or Leipzig, one of them, yeah.
I reckon he has a good future ahead of him. Is he German as well?
He does. Austrian. I think he needs to get out. I think he needs to get out of Southampton. Then.
I think he's Austrian.
Yeah, they're having a shocking season now.
Yeah,
like they started them, good.
You've got no depth, have they?
No.
Like the 9-0 against United was all because that kid got sent off. And like if they has, I don't know, Højbjerg still, that had never happened. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
So I do feel sorry for it. It's the club. I think you just need to invest more and
lack of stability in the team.
Well, boys, it was Valentine's Day today. Did you see Antonio's tweet?
Oh, yeah.
If no one's seen it, I'll read it out. I love you with all my willy. I would say my heart, but my willy is bigger. Happy V-Day, everyone. With a picture of him and his wife.
That's genuinely one of the worst tweets, or one of the best tweets I've ever seen. That, you know, it's on par with Blaise Matuidi tweeting a picture of him and his missus, but he googled the picture and left the Google search bar at the top.
Oh yeah, it's
like it's on that level.
Yeah. What goes through your mind? Going, so what? Yeah, I'm gonna tweet this out. He's a funny man.
Yeah. I like him. I do.
You're a Premier League footballer and you're tweeting that. The media must have been loving it.
Yeah.
Like, what's
like
him
to be fair?
His teammate
now said
to him though.
I know. Imagine
what
his wife said to him.
His teammate said to him when they see him now. Yeah, his wife said to him, what are you?
But speaking about Antonio, West Ham, are they the best team in London at the moment?
Fifth, aren't they?
Fourth, aren't they? I think because Chelsea overtook them on goal difference.
I think.
I'd say
Moyes is very underrated, isn't he?
Chelsea.
I do.
Well, the thing is, Moyes, everywhere Moyes goes, usually does awful. So that's why it's kind of like weird that he's doing all right now at West Ham, because everywhere he goes, he's usually low mid table.
He's done well at Everton. Shocking, didn't he? I think at the time,
done all right,
he had no money, like Moshiri went into that, was he?
No.
United was.
He done great at United.
Definitely shouldn't have went Sociedad, should he? Oh my god, that was a poor appointment.
Right.
But no, he is. I like him. The board's a bit. Aren't they West Ham?
I reckon it's out to Chelsea and West Ham, 100%.
Yeah, I'd say on current form, I'd say Chelsea, probably.
I reckon Jesse Lingard was a great sign of West Ham.
Yeah, quality sign of forward.
West Ham will be good if they get a striker in. I like Antonio, don't get me wrong, I think he's funny, but they need like a proper in and out striker. You can't have Tommy Suchak being the top.
They need someone with pace. They need someone with pace up front.
Yeah.
Tommy Suchak being the top.
Someone with pace to play off Lingard would be decent.
Yeah.
Maybe Antonio was faster, isn't he?
He is, but.
Yeah, but he's a bit of a yard dog.
He's injury prone as well, isn't he?
One of them players.
Gets injured a lot.
It's a handy cattle.
I reckon that the centre backs are decent for West Ham, Issa Diop and Ogbonna.
Yeah.
They got a little bit of pace in them as well. They're not completely like
Cresswell as well. As that like,
yeah.
I don't know if you know what Declan Nice, you know.
Nah, I don't think he's solid.
I don't know if he's good people make him out to be.
Declan
Nice, I don't know what it is.
He's a good pen face.
No, I think
I don't know. There's just something about him. He's not. He doesn't crack up to it.
That's Jared Bowen. He's quite alright.
He's decent, like.
Yeah.
The thing is with West Ham is they've got alright players, but they need... I think if Moyes signs better players, obviously an outside could give him, but if he signs better players, the team will be better because they'll be more competition in the ranks then. Because you think about it, who's replacing, like, the centre-halves? Who are the backup centre-halves? They're not, like, technically going to challenge the players. There's not enough squad depth for the players to be pushed a little bit further. Because if they get pushed further, the current form they're on, they'd be breaking into the top four solidly.
So where's West Ham finishing the season then?
Seventh.
Europa.
No, I think they'll just miss out.
I'll say sixth. I'm saying sixth, mate.
Yeah. I'm saying Spurs, top four.
I'm going to get nowhere to be in. Do you reckon?
Really?
Oh. Do you not reckon the top four with Man City, Man U, Chelsea and Liverpool? Do you reckon that'll be top four?
I don't reckon Chelsea.
You don't think they will?
Yeah.
I'm playing decent lately, you know.
I reckon Leicester.
Oh, sure, exactly.
Yeah.
Leicester. I reckon City, Leicester, Liverpool, United. That's what I reckon. But West Ham, I reckon Europa League. Get Europa League.
I reckon you're open for them.
Sign some half decent players. Make the team better.
Yeah.
Maybe get some backup because, like Charlie said, they've got nothing to replace them. Maybe get a striker because they've lost that Haller, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was awful anyway.
He was shocking.
Lost him. So maybe get like a target man who plays Jesse Lingard.
I feel like they just need
with crossing.
They just need a little striker that can press the defence and just get like 15 goals a season. I reckon they'll be flying.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think they need the target man because I don't think Jesse Lingard and that type plays the cross. I think they're the type players to run it.
Yeah, they just
and when you run people, you create space because the defenders have to like back up or come at you.
You know what I mean?
And I'm wrong because that Haller was a target man. He didn't work off of them, did he?
Michel Antonio is technically a bit of a target man because he doesn't really make the best of runs.
Didn't he used to be like a left back?
Antonio?
Yeah.
Did he?
Didn't one season he played left back?
Couldn't imagine him playing left back.
I don't know.
I'm sure he did. I might be wrong, but I'm sure he played like left back or like a mad position. One season. I think it might have been left wing.
I know he was a winger, wasn't he? Because I remember like the old KSI videos and that. When he was like Jeff Wednesday.
Well, boys, it's back. The Champions League, it's back.
Oh, you love it.
Let's just start on RB Leipzig versus Liverpool. Ended 2-0 to Liverpool.
Did. Two mistakes that led to goals as well.
I want to say this, and I've seen Jamie Carragher say the exact same thing. Without them two mistakes, what score would it be?
0-0. I still think Liverpool would
We created no chances at all except them two mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, maybe the Mane one. Yeah, but that was out.
Was it then?
Yeah.
If you look at it from the limit point of view, the whole ball.
If you watch on BT at half time, it zooms in.
Yeah.
And for like half a second, you see the ball out.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I've only seen the once the limit because I was in working the matches on the picture that I seen of it. It looked like it was the limit.
Again, though, is that like the right decision? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm with VAR, don't get me wrong, but is it worth spending 2 minutes on
You didn't? They literally.
No, it got flagged. They got flagged straight away.
Oh, yeah, true.
And they looked at it seconds.
True, yeah, they did. Not fair, did
But I think Kabak played a great game.
Redeemed himself, I think. Him and Alisson. With the clean sheet.
Alisson made some great saves.
Refused to that was Dave.
His distribution is still awful, though.
You know what I think it is,
when he makes a mistake,
he tries to overcompensate for it, and then the next game he thinks, right, I didn't do it. I made a mistake with the last game, so this game I'll try and make sure I don't, and I'll show people me passing ability. And then he tries too hard to pass off on the back, and that's when he gets caught out.
Yeah,
he needs to learn to just lump it clear.
Because
he plays too close to the back.
He's a good thrower of the ball, and when it's in his hands and he kicks it, but when it's on the ground and he's trying to find someone, it's too hard for him at the minute. You see it, you can't.
Can we just speak about one person?
Go on.
Curtis Jones.
I like him.
What a player.
I know I've slated him.
I think he's great. He's dribbling.
What a player. He's got a great future ahead of him.
I am comparing his dribbling a bit to Hazard in terms of, you know, just like the way like he drops the shoulder and that.
Yeah, he still has a lot to learn. Like,
he still makes like the inexperienced mistakes. If you get what I mean, like sometimes like his position and like get caught out with
it.
But it's not very often. Like he's improved massively.
Oh, Jenko, by the way, Charlie and Owen is Curtis Jones' biggest haters. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I was gonna say then.
But, just keep me up to date.
Previously, I slated him, but the past few matches, he's been the only one really in the midfield that looks positive going forward. And you know why that is? Because he runs it. He's not one of these players where he likes playing crap football.
I like Gini Wijnaldum.
He actually.
I'm looking forward to
because he runs it, he's making spaces.
Gini Wijnaldum.
He's too injury prone. I'd get rid of him.
Keita? Yeah, see.
He's too injury prone. I'd cash in on him. I'd cash in now. While people still think he's a good player, I'd cash in. He'll get 30, 40 million.
I think he's great, honestly. I think in with, as the like, almost, it's been Ndombele during the 10. And then Thiago.
Ndombele plays consistently because he doesn't get injured. Keita gets injured constantly. So he has one bad game. And then he thinks, oh, I'll get injured this game.
Yeah. Oh,
sounds stupid, if you watch him, every game he has a bad game, he always gets injured in it for some reason.
He got injured even before the game kicked off and he was out for weeks. He's still not back.
He's just coming back.
Sure he is. Well, Joe Wijnaldum leaves. Joe Allgaard instead of him. It's a bit hard because he has to sit on the bench. That's a bit from Leipzig.
Different players, aren't they?
He
is good. I love.
There's
I
a
like
good shout for replacing him now. Tielemans.
Yeah, but Jack Mester.
I think it's hard to
replace him. He's 170 mil now.
You can't buy him 70 years, mil.
I think Leicester is like on like the build to be the like a great team. So that he's like one of their main players, isn't he? So I don't reckon they're selling him.
I don't think they will sell him. Plus, they've asked 70 mil. I think 70 mil is too much for him. But he is a decent player, and he would be a good replacement for Gini. But then again, I think there's going to be a mass clear out this summer in Liverpool. I don't know what it is. I think they're going to clear out a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah.
Like your Oxley Chamberlain, I think all of them are going to get chipped out. I think Matip will get sold. As much as don't want him to. I think he will. I think they'll sell him because he's too injury prone, and they'll try and sign him at the centre back. Well, I sent out the same.
I'd take selling Matip if we could bring in a top centre back.
Like who? Like, no one's better than Matip.
Like Koundé or someone like that. Joe for Sevilla.
Ragnar Klavan.
Yeah.
Wherever Matip goes, I go.
He's injury prone. That's the only issue with him.
What if he goes to Man U?
Fuck Matip then.
Extra topic for the podcast.
Well, Barca versus PSG, 4-1 PSG.
Wow.
Mbappe. Hatton.
Mbappe 2021.
Unbelievable.
That kid's got a good future ahead of him, you know.
Really
good future.
Yeah, does he need to leave PSG to prove in another league? In a more competitive league?
I don't think so.
Yeah, 100%.
You don't think so?
I think if he leaves, he'll establish himself as a better player more. Because obviously Champions League, he does well in. So you can see he's a good player. But you're only playing the Champions League like twice every couple of weeks. Once you're in the half stages.
Yeah.
So it's not really like consistent. But I'd love to see him in like the Premier League or the Bundesliga, anything like that, and just see how consistent he is.
Bundesliga is not even competitive though, is it? Just bang.
Yeah, but it's a more physical
league. In my opinion, the only competitive league is the Premier League. So for me, if there was a step up for him, it would be somewhere in the Prem. I don't like Real.
I think any league that's more physical.
Real, yeah, fair dues, but especially if Messi leaves. It's dusted now.
Joe Mbappe, Joe Haaland, because Dortmund won 3-2 against Sevilla, didn't he? And Haaland, wow, what a man he is. I used to think he was overrated, but he's not normal, he is unbelievable. He's a robot.
Yeah.
Is Mbappe and Haaland the next Messi and Ronaldo debate in the future, like 10 years
ago? Too soon to call it. But did you hear what Haaland said after his interview? No.
That Mbappe motivated him.
Yeah, Mbappe motivation. That did give me the thing of like, oh, hang on, this could be a little rivalry brewing. But I think it's too soon. I think what we've been saying, I know it's Mbappe going to a different club. I think both of them need to be in the same league at the same time. Like the way Messi and Ronaldo were. Yeah. That needs to be
a one goes to Liverpool.
I think more it'll be Haaland goes to City, and I think Mbappe could potentially go to Liverpool, because apparently we've said we're not put off by the 170 million.
Who'd you rather take?
How sure is it? I don't know, but...
No budget. You've either got...
Mbappe.
So who are you replacing them? You've got to replace someone.
Well, that's the thing. Think about it. Salah and Mane are both 28. I don't think Salah's staying after this year. As much as I love Salah, I think he's gone after this year.
Good.
I think he's got big club sniffing around him. I think he'll go.
I'm his biggest hater.
I think he's the talent.
I think there's a chance Mane could. I don't know. I think if you don't get Champions League this year, then there's a lot of big players you might think, oh, I don't know about this anymore. But that's only because they'll have bigger clubs. Not big clubs.
What if we win the Champions League?
I think if Salah, if you win the Champions League, I think Mbappe is 100%. Because if we're not profiting the 170 million asking price now, imagine you win the Champions League, the funds you get off that, plus the publicity. And I think you'll make it back quite quick, because obviously Mbappe's a Nike ambassador. So
I'd rather have Haaland.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, I think, who was it? Yeah, Man U, remember Pogba? Then when Man U wanted to get rid of Pogba, but Adidas told them he couldn't get rid of him because he was an Adidas ambassador. So they kept him there, didn't they? I think it's similar with Nike. I think Nike will want us to have a big Nike player, like someone sponsored. Mm-hmm. Is Van Dijk Nike? Is he Adidas?
No, he's Nike. Yeah,
he's Nike, isn't he? I still think they'll want another player, though. I don't know what it is. I think there's just something.
LeBron James might even chip in as well.
Well, I thought
look at LeBron.
Obviously, we got Nike in the summer, didn't we? So there was big talk about Drake and that doing like a little thing for us, and there's just none of it. So. You don't know what to believe anymore, do you?
Well, we've had a pandemic.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I suppose, yeah. But that's another
Drake
thing.
Singing the outcome.
So you're shipping 180 million for Mbappe and the pandemic, when we can barely spend 20 million on Kabak.
But is that actually a thing now? Could we barely spend it, or where the owners just not willing to because they've got future plans? Because I genuinely think, I know I said it not long ago, I think there's going to be a mass cleared out this summer, so you're going to get funds off that. And I do think, as much as I don't rate FSG, I do think they've been saving up, because there's no way that it's came out publicly and said they're not put off by the 170 million asking price. If there's not a little bit of truth to it. I think there's a little bit to it, because it's been rumoured now for two seasons.
Yeah, who's more expensive?
I don't know. Mbappe. I don't think Haaland's as expensive. I think that's only because he's a striker. I know it sounds stupid, but I feel like wingers are worth more than strikers nowadays.
Did you say he was better then? Sorry.
Who's more expensive?
Oh, more.
Mbappe, yeah.
Haaland.
I think Mbappe couldn't hold
Haaland's
more.
Haaland's got a release clause, hasn't he?
Money value.
I swear, it's like 80 million, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. It's 70 million, I think it is.
I think he put it in.
Really? Because,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I might get Liverpool tenner then.
Buy more club socks in there.
Throw an acronym.
You can't buy club socks. Money can't even buy club socks from 10 to 15, 13 quid.
Yeah, I went for a wallet the other week. And it was like 20 quid for a wallet. I was like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Nah, but I'd rather have Haaland, mate. See you later, Bobby. Fucking have Haaland as a unbelievable striker.
Yeah, but do you think that Haaland has to get rid of for Charlotte,
man? It's like 43 one. It's not like Klopp hasn't done it before. What I mean?
Do you think Haaland would work though with Salah and Mane? Because I don't think he would.
Yeah.
I don't think our thing would work with a tall striker. I know it sounds stupid, because obviously he's got the pace.
Well, he's got the speed. All we did was cross.
Yeah, genuinely.
I know, but I don't think it would work. That would be it. I feel like, I don't know.
I do.
So you're saying that Mbappe and Haaland's not the direct rival?
I'm not going to say the name.
Not going to say the name. I asked someone yesterday the same question, and they said, I don't know whether you're joking or not, yeah? I know you'll listen to the podcast anyway, so I'm not going to say the name. I don't know whether you're joking. They said, it's Mbappe and Phil Foden.
I don't know who it is.
Oh, that's got to be Harry Willow. That's got to be Harry
Willow. Nah, it won't.
Was it not?
I don't know whether you're joking or not. I said, what, are you joking? He said, no, Phil Foden's a class player, but like...
I'm going to mess him after this. And just
he's not on the same level as Haaland and Mbappe.
Phil Foden's on the level as like Curtis Jones.
No. Phil Foden's past that.
I'm just saying, if Phil Foden was as good as Pep Guardiola, makes him
off. Is Foden going the Euros?
Why? No, not for me.
I don't.
No.
Yeah.
I think he's being made to look better than he is. I don't know. I think he's being made to look a lot better than what he is. And I think that's helped by the fact that he's got quality players around him. But I just think it's took Pep Guardiola used to always say, oh, he's the next big thing, but he never plays him week in, week out.
He's only recently started playing him.
He's only recently started playing him.
I reckon he goes to the Euros, but does it sense in the World Cup, sits on the bench, doesn't get a game.
Yeah. I don't think he'll get many minutes.
Speaking about Phil Foden, Man City, can they win everything this season?
They are unbelievable, aren't they?
Europe, they can't, they won't do Europe.
I don't think that, I hope we do Europe, obviously. I don't think there's many.
They won the Prem. They ran away with the Prem.
Yeah, the Prem's done. I've got a funny suspicion if we get through against Leipzig and
we're going to get City.
City get through against Gladbach, we're going to get City again. Yeah, me too. Because every single time we're doing all right in the Champions League, or we've got a rough patch in the Prem, we always get thrown against City.
The thing stopping them from winning Everton is a striker.
So I hope Porto win Juventus again, so we get Porto again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll take Porto again. Second goal.
Yeah.
But I reckon City could win Everton except the Champions League.
I've seen a lot of people saying the FA Cup, they won't win it. And I've seen a lot of people saying Everton will win it.
You know what? Yeah, but I reckon Everton will win it. If Everton beats... They've got City, haven't they, next?
Yeah,
they've got City next.
Whoever wins that wins it.
If they beat City, they should be favourites for it.
Yeah, whoever wins that wins
Everton
it.
Everton are notorious for being bottle jobs.
Last week, they got beat 3-1.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Mahrez and Silva scored.
Yeah.
You got beat.
And then scored.
I reckon that's all down to the Yedi Mina again, subbed off for the injury.
They miss Allen desperately, don't they? I think. Midfield.
Just... The defence is gone. Like, the defensive midfield's gone.
Yeah, the midfield, they had them Tom Davies playing with Decore.
I don't think Davies is that bad. But.
I don't rate Davies.
Same.
I don't rate him one bit.
I don't mind him.
But he's going back to Mbappe, yeah. Would Mbappe be as good as he is now if he played for Arsenal?
No.
When he came out, said he nearly signed him, didn't he?
I thought about this, didn't
I? I'm just saying, if Wenger signed him, Wenger would have left like a year or two later, wouldn't he? He would have had Emery. Do you think he'd have done well under Unai or Emery?
He did do well under Unai.
Do you think if they signed Mbappe, Wenger wouldn't have left in the next two seasons because he might have been performing good, getting Champions League top four every season. I just don't think he will be. He would have been the same player.
No, I compared him to Gnabry, didn't I? I think
I don't know.
It's tough. It's like he started at Monaco, didn't he? And the whole system is just built around him. And like at 17, that's mental, isn't it? And then,
like, if you look at Aubameyang, he went to Arsenal and he's awful,
yeah. And then
he was decent at Dortmund, and now he's nowhere.
You know what I don't think helped Arsenal then? Great, Arsenal fan TV. I know it sounds stupid, but I don't think that much negative press from a YouTube channel does the players any confidence. Because obviously everyone laughs about Arsenal fan TV so much. I don't know.
Just when the players actually watch it, I know Bamian watches it.
I don't know if they'll watch it, but I feel like they'll see it like on Twitter and it'll just give them a sad negative.
Yeah.
But obviously like, that's not Arsenal fan TV's fault. They're just doing their job.
You forget the players see this stuff, don't you? Like,
The
no context matter stuff.
When people tweet about results,
all Liverpool players onto that, and you wouldn't think it, would you?
Yeah, I think when people tweet about like negative results, I don't think people realize sometimes. The players will see it,
and it could
like knock the confidence massively. And I feel like that's what happens at Arsenal because the minute they have a bad result, the fans are all over it. Not even just through Arsenal fan TV, through Twitter and everything, and through all of Arsenal social media.
Arteta, I think, needs a bit more time.
I think Arsenal need a completely new team, you know.
Yeah, they need a rebuild.
Lacazette's not good enough.
Yeah, no.
Aubameyang, he's been. Poor form, so it was like most players in the league.
You'd think it's starting to get
Pepe. Pepe's been awful. He's been recently good, but like the last game, he was awful.
They are just relying on Saka, aren't they?
I don't think Odegaard would do good there.
No.
Well, did you see Bellerin not passing to him yesterday?
Nah.
I seen something before on Twitter, and every single time Odegaard was open, Bellerin had a nice easy pass to him, and he'd refuse to pass, and he'd just start dribbling. And all the Arsenal fans are saying already, why is Bellerin not passing to him?
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's anything to come out of it, but everyone's saying instantly, it's like there's a distrust in Odegaard already from Bellerin for some reason.
I don't like Bellerin.
Quite stupid, but he hasn't been there that long. No, he's 100% paced after.
I don't even think he's got that anymore. I think he's starting to lose it.
Yeah, he is. I think this summer transfer window is going to be massive, you know.
Yeah,
I genuinely do. I think we're due one because we haven't had a really, really, really big transfer window in a while, and I feel like a lot of clubs are going to want a mass like exodus of players in the team, and they're going
to. I think the last big transfer window was Neymar to PSG, right? I think so. Yeah. This window was quite big
with Chelsea.
We need a good transfer deadline day. That's what we need.
Yeah, Odomingi. No.
Oh yeah, turned up over the sand and get on. Well,
we need to go back because, to the Sky presenters on outside the grounds.
Yeah.
Because we all support Liverpool. This podcast comes out tomorrow, so on Saturday, it's the derby day. What? Come on, give your little build up now. Little 5-10 minute build up for the Liverpool versus Everton game. What's the score going to be? What's going to happen in the game? Maybe some starting 11s. What? Come on.
2-1 Liverpool.
I think 0-0. Right,
there'll be a goal.
We're conceding.
It'll be 2-2.
I think, especially if Henderson starts the back.
And
we are conceding.
If Olsen starts in goal for them, I'd like to imagine they're conceding because he is shocking.
I hope it snows so Mo Salah can have another 10 rating performance again. But
I think Thiago's getting sent off tomorrow.
Do you?
I've got it. I know people say the derby's not what it used to be, but I've just got this sneaky suspicion because of what happened to Van Dijk in the previous derby.
He's going
to
get his payback on Richarlison.
I think someone's going to absolutely nail Richarlison. Or is Pickford injured?
Nah, he played against City, didn't he?
Well, I think if Pickford plays, I think someone's going to try and go through either one of them. I think someone's getting sent off. 100%.
It's a horrible fixture, especially now, because we're home, aren't we? So, normally you're like, oh yeah, Sam, we'll easily battle them. Because we've been so poor at home recently, I don't know.
That's what I mean.
It is William. But I don't think Everton are good enough at the minute to beat us, so I am saying 2-1.
Is Hammers out?
No, I don't think so.
I'm not too sure.
I think Calvert-Lewin is back as well.
Yeah, he is.
They have their full players, don't they? Except the enemy.
I think the derby's going to be one of them horrible derbies where I think it's going to be high scoring. I know 2-2 is not exactly high scoring, but I think that's probably what it's going to be. It's going to be goals once for the derby because the past few derbies have been boring.
Yeah.
But I feel that's going to be 2-2, and I feel like someone is 100% getting sent off. I know I say that every single time for a derby, but
no,
someone's not right with this one.
I agree.
Someone doesn't sit right. I feel like someone's going to put a shot out of a tackle in.
And it might be early as well. It costs one of us the game.
I think it's going to be quite early. I think someone's going to go through Richarlison quite early on.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, what's the lineup? Liverpool lineup.
Let's do
a drink one.
Okay.
In goal.
Allison.
Allison,
obviously.
Ugi. Yeah.
Left back, right back, obviously, that's Robinson basic. Arnold.
Trent and Robbo.
Centre backs, we've gone with Kabak and Henderson.
You'll have to.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been able to open a tweet yet, but Liverpool have just tweeted about Fabinho's fitness.
He's not back yet.
Fabinho back?
No. I've seen it then. Him and Milner still missing out.
I love to see Ben Davies in centre back to make Henderson more in the midfield, but it just won't happen.
I would, but not against Everton. It's not worth it.
Kabak
and Henderson,
it'll have to be.
Lee midfielders. Wijnaldum, Thiago, Jones.
I'd say them three. But the thing is,
he always goes weird in the derby, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But it might mean a lot to Curtis Jones.
I've got a horrible feeling he'll start.
Oxlade-Chamberlain.
I've just got a horrible feeling.
Curtis Jones has scored a screamer against Everton before. I'm back on to do it again.
Then obviously the front three is the same.
But
could we see him? Yeah.
Could we see him?
Just switch off, switch up, and have Pushikiri in midfield.
No. Not against Everton. I wouldn't drop Curtis Jones. I think genuinely, if he's to drop a player, I think he'll drop Thiago.
Nah, but replace him with
Do you know what? I wouldn't mind.
That's the thing. I personally wouldn't drop him, but I feel like if he's going to drop anyone, he'd drop Thiago. Out of them three, on current form.
I actually wouldn't mind. I'm starting a league. I've just thought, what's a 10? No, right. Because he scored like...
I'll pass.
He scored last year, didn't he, at Anfield? I think it was...
He's awful.
Two. I was there for it. It was on
yeah,
the
but he turns up
and he played on the wing.
He plays
on the wing.
Yeah, that's Klopp's fault.
Don't play De Bruyne on the wing.
No, it's Klopp's fault, though.
He played on the wing when he went to Wolfsburg, didn't he? On loan.
Yeah.
Did
he? Yeah.
So, but Tevogadine, no way.
Do you know
when
we found him? He was in League One's worst team of the season. By like
that look quick also. Yeah, but that scream, that dodgy Prem Liverpool squad. That...
well, so what's your score then? Man, 0-0.
2-2.
2-1.
What's your 2-1?
Yeah. 2-2, first goal scorer is going to be
Keane.
Salah.
I just don't want Everton to win.
It's going to be Salah. It's going to be a little tapping.
I'm not being bitter now, but I just don't want Everton to win.
I know.
If Everton win...
Oh, no, I definitely
my
don't.
Phone is going away.
I'm in work the next day, and I work with Everton fans.
Yeah,
it's going away until the next time we play. I
won't be able to step on Twitter.
Well, boys, move away from Liverpool, Everton. Thierry Henry to Bournemouth.
Dodgy one.
It's a weird one, isn't it? It's
I personally
proper wouldn't. Football manager, isn't it? It is.
Yeah.
It's really unusual. I don't know how good he'll be. I really don't.
Do you think Jackie has a future at Arsenal?
No. I don't think Thierry Henry's got a management career.
Do you reckon he'll be like a guy Neville?
I reckon he'll be like a guy Neville. I don't think he'd be that good as a manager.
He shouldn't have done the Monaco one, should he? Shouldn't have been Monaco.
I think certain players are just destined not to be managers.
Yeah.
Like certain players haven't got the tactical brain to be a manager. Like James Milner, I think could be a quality manager.
He hasn't got the tactical brain, right? I just think he's like, you see the video of him being sarcastic and that, didn't you? And like,
I don't think Henry's got enough power to impose himself on the squad as like an actual management figure. I don't think he's got that presence in the dressing room for it.
Carragher said it right. You need experience. So, to be fair, it's a good move for him because it's a championship club and that.
I don't know about management a championship club.
But he has experience, but he hasn't been good.
Yeah,
he got sacked from Monaco, didn't he?
He still needs time, doesn't he? I think.
He's in the MLS now, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
And the MLS isn't like not a footballer. Mm-hmm. Either. That's a retirement home and players and up and coming American
players who want to make a living.
Yeah,
they're there to make a living. They're getting paid the money to just play. All right, football.
Yeah. I can name you what.
I'm gonna say
two players who came from the MLS.
I'm gonna say it's a good club for him to go to, but.
Prediction: is he getting sacked?
If he goes, he'll get sacked.
What season?
By the end.
Early next season.
Third season.
Early next season.
Yeah, I reckon they'll give him like 2 years, 3 years, and then.
Well, I think in the league. No.
I think they're like eighth, something like that.
What's the champ? What's the name playoff spot?
Yeah, six, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh.
So I feel like if he comes in, he'll miss out on it, and then.
I think if he comes in, I genuinely think they might slip down.
Oh, sorry, the sixth. I think the sixth. So they're just in a playoff.
I think they might have that. You know, it's like that new manager thing where, when you join a club, you have like the little grace period where your team starts playing really well, and then you start falling off. I think Thierry Henry will have that. You'll start playing well for like the first two or three games and then you'll completely drop off. I think they'll lose six and I think they'll end up with 10.
I hope he does
that. I like my Sky.
I reckon he's great.
Stay there, Sky.
Yeah, it is a weird one.
But is this the last note I've got, Dan? Ooh. Right. Is Ronald Koeman the right man for the job?
I thought, right.
He's turned Barca into Everton.
No.
I know someone said that they're in the group chat, but he has.
I reckon he's a nice appointment, in, like, as you think of him, do you know what I mean? Like a Barca legend and that. But I just think, no. You need 4-3-3. You do. He's not really developing the players as well, is he? He's fell up with
the third.
He's fell up with that Richie.
He's trying to sign the whole of Holland, Andy. He's trying to sign Juan Alden to play. Yeah.
If you think about it, but like, I know it sounds stupid, but certain managers have like a pulling power. Like, if you're a player, you see Jurgen Klopp managing Liverpool, you go, all right, I want to go and play underneath Jurgen Klopp.
Yeah.
I don't get that from Ronald Koeman. I don't sit there. If I was a player, I wouldn't sit there and go, Ronald Koeman, I'll go and play underneath him.
You need like Luis Enrique back or someone like that. But
Valverde.
You do. You need 4-3-3 back. You need someone to develop the youngsters because they've got boss ones at the minute as well, haven't they? Fatty and that. Apparently he's falling out with them all, Everton. Ricky Puig, the youngster.
Yeah.
He's fell out with him, apparently. Pedri's not happy. There's loads. I don't really get what he's trying to do. Messi goes, he's fucked up.
Joe Barca, have they lost, like, back in the day, like, if a Barca wanted you, like, you would go there because they just, would work well.
Have
they lost that?
Because they were on top of everything back then. Same with Real. When Real were on top of everything, if Real wanted you, you went.
Yeah.
The Spanish league has lost its pull and power.
And they've lost the fear factor, haven't they? Like if teams draw Barca now in the Champions League, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, good.
Do you just think corner taking quickly?
They're just going to go Barca.
Yeah, they're not the team they used to be. Go on and bring it on.
Yeah.
Well, now, here's a question for you. Do you reckon managers who manage Barcelona and, let's say, Juve now, for example, because obviously Ronaldo as well, because of Messi and Ronaldo, do you reckon Messi and Ronaldo have more influence on the team than the actual manager does?
Yeah.
Depends what type of manager.
I think Barca at the minute, I think Messi's got more influence than Ronald Koeman in that team. Yeah. I think a lot of people trust in Messi player-wise.
Players like bully, if you know what I mean. So like Koeman, you can tell that he's getting walked over. But like Pep Guardiola and that, he's there to work with him. Luis Enrique wins the treble with him because he works with him.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I think certain managers get walked over by the
I reckon he came in with a big ego, you know, Ronald Koeman. He came in thinking he owns the place,
That's what I mean.
And he doesn't. Messi owns the place. So instead of, like, going at Messi, because didn't he say that, like, we're not building a team now, Messi or something? He said something bad about Messi. That. Yeah, but you don't come in. That. You don't come in because you know the players love Messi. The fans love Messi. You know they're going to listen to him.
Yeah.
So he should have worked with Messi instead of going against Messi.
Do you need Guardiola back,
If you're a manager, though.
If I'm honest.
No, but if you're a manager and you're joining Barcelona, you don't want to build a team around Messi because Messi's only got about 1 or 2 years left in him until he retires. And once Messi's left, your team that was built around him is gone.
Not building a team around him, but listen to him, though, instead of going, like, he came in with a big ego, going, ah, Messi, we're not listening to Messi and all that. Then, like, look what happened.
I'd back that, though. Because it's not Messi's team. If I'm the manager, I'm setting my dominance in that team. I'm not getting given orders by my captain. Like, if I was, let's say, like, managing Barca and Messi came up to me and said, I think we should do this and train instead of this, I wouldn't listen to him. He's not a member of my coach. You need to show dominance with him and show a hierarchy in the team.
But by giving into him,
that's where the love for the player comes from, because you think, oh, well, Messi's winning us this. It's not Koeman winning us this. It's Messi winning it.
Yeah.
But if Koeman does it, things his way, and it turns out to be good, that's where the players start to listen to you. Obviously, it hasn't worked out for Koeman at the minute. For instance, like, another manager goes and they adopt the same policy as Koeman, but it works. The players will then go, oh, all right, hang on, we'll respect them then. And then that's where Messi will have to start respecting you then. But Messi doesn't help himself, because if you looked at him the other day against who were they playing? PSG, wasn't it? He was walking. I don't want to see a player walking on a pitch when they're getting beat 4-1. I understand you're getting beat, but you don't walk around. That's a negative mindset. And that does not help your manager's position. That makes it worse.
I agree with him saying like Messi's not like the system and that, we need like a new one. But there's saying and doing. There is no like structure, is there? Do you know what I mean? Like Griezmann's on the wing. Like I reckon for me he should be up front and he should get another quick striker and then he can play off him, and it's just difficult, isn't it? They need a proper world class manager. Otherwise
it's a team full of egos.
Shouldn't they let Suarez go? That's daft, that. So your biggest rival is winning the league with them because you let him go. Like, I just think it's daft. They've been poorly.
He's unbelievable, me Suarez.
Yeah, he is best Premier League striker.
So, do you see Messi going?
I see Messi going to Man City.
Wait, Cenk, have you not watched the world?
Man City.
I have, yeah, but I just think Suarez is unbelievable. When he was at Liverpool, he carried us, mate. Him and Gerrard just.
No, I reckon
Gerrard's just the best player he's ever played with.
What was it, 34 goals?
The best player.
And he helped Sturridge out.
Yeah. Yeah, I speak about Gerrard, Rangers.
Yeah.
Well, I've asked this in the podcast before, haven't I, about Rangers in the Europa League? Where are they coming? Checo, where do you think Rangers coming in the Europa League?
Do you know what? I'd love them to actually like win it and go far. I do. But again, it's like the money and that, isn't it? Like, I don't see them beating United or anyone like that. So, I'm going to say quarters.
It depends on the draw.
I'm going to say the quarters.
They'll beat Antwerp at home, I reckon. They do too soon to them in the away, like, I think in the home, like, they should beat them.
They won 4-3.
Oh, did they?
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was 2-2.
No,
was that the first leg or the second leg?
First leg, wasn't it?
First.
Am I losing the plot? Dues.
I didn't even check, to be fair.
I think they scored the 90th minute pen.
Oh, well, I've read it.
I'm sure they won 4-3.
Yeah. No, they might have. I might just read me things.
Yeah, someone asked me a question yesterday. If Rangers were in the Premier League, what position would they be in?
Relegation. Including Celtic, I don't think any Scottish club.
If they come in the if they come in the English leagues, where would they start at? I do think the Championship, anyway, or somewhere like that.
No, I think lower than that. If you watch Scottish football, watch the first touch on the players.
Yeah.
And the way they think,
it's not just like
it's lower than Championship, and not just that. Tactically, if you watch them, if they want to tackle someone, they don't. If the defenders don't do anything structurally, they just nail you. And it wouldn't, you get some of the tackles they put in, you just get sent off for them.
What's worse? Scottish League or the MLS?
You getting sent off. The MLS, just for the fans.
MLS haven't got a proper team, as well have they. Do you know what I mean? You've got like two proper football teams, then Rangers and Celtic. There's no like proper established clubs, apart from like LA Galaxy or. Do you know what I mean?
No, I find the Seattle Sounders, they win it like every year, don't they?
Yeah, the Sounders.
I think they won it last year, didn't they?
I know
that. But again, they've got no good players. They're just a weird random team. Let's do it. But,
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing well, Gerard. What do you reckon of ex-players becoming managers? Do you reckon they should be doing it?
Like Charlie said before. Some shouldn't, some should.
Yeah.
I just think certain managers have got a
proper...
certain players have got a proper good tactical brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James Milner, I've already seen people saying... When James Milner retires, Klopp has got a place ready for him in that coach.
He's a fitness coach.
The minute he retires.
Hey, Joe, I reckon he's a good manager. Gerard, PK.
Don't know.
I think Busquets.
I think
both of them have got the same vibe for me. They don't give you an assertive dominance in the dressing room. Whereas if you look at Gerard, I could see Gerard being like, if you do something wrong, he will have a proper go. Yeah, I can't see PK or Busquets having a proper goated in the dressing room if you do
Carlos
something wrong.
Puyol.
I've seen him in a heart fan.
Puyol, once he I hope he comes and
he'll
be great.
He'd be a manager.
He'd get past the backup.
Xavi's a manager.
He'd
even play some proper snap.
If Koeman goes, they'll bring Xavi in and like...
Do I have a flop?
Is Xavi ready for that step up then?
No.
He's in Quasar, isn't he?
Do I have a flop? Rooney.
I don't think he is.
Rooney. I reckon he'll flop.
Yeah.
Rooney will flop.
At Derby.
Rooney's a good player, but
he'll be an assistant manager, Rooney. That's the place I see.
Alonso's a manager, isn't he? Raul's a manager.
Alonso's doing all right, but he's doing the right thing. He's managing a little club.
Yeah,
before he goes to the big club. Yeah, and he's doing well with them.
Yeah, but Gerrard worked the ranks, hasn't he? Gerrard was Liverpool in 2018.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Gerrard's in, I think, as well. Yeah, under 18s.
Then moved to Rangers.
Yeah.
I reckon...
He's doing well with Rangers.
Who's a player who plays now? Yeah. And like,
that'd be a good manager.
Doesn't like... No, that won't be a good manager. But like, you can't like say like... No, yeah, who'll be a good manager? Because won't be a good manager. Stupid question. Who will be a good manager? And you can't name James Milner.
I'm going to say Thiago. I am. I reckon he'll be a good manager.
Henderson.
Yeah.
It's probably like all like captains.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like,
captain of the team will be a good manager.
Leader almost.
Can't be Harry Kane. Harry Kane wants to go and play NFL.
He can't speak, can he?
he wants to go and be a kick in the NFL.
It's tough, isn't it?
It's probably captain the team.
You haven't really got like that many leaders anymore, have you? James Ward-Prowse. Like, that's the thing now. There's one person that's came to mind that he's having already mentioned, but I feel like he wouldn't necessarily be a good manager, but you know, where you got like that Sam Allardyce, Steve Hughes, or like all their managers are a merry-go-round where he was like relegation clubs. Mark Noble could be one of their managers.
Yeah.
Where he's like a proper like merry-go-round for relegation clubs. He gets out of relegation one season, next season he gets sacked.
Yeah.
Good though. Yeah.
It's captains, isn't it? Because Noble leaves captain at West Ham, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's on a bench, right? He's on a bench, but he's still captain. Yeah. So, it's captains and like leaders, like Charlie said.
Captains and vice-captains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon Van Dijk would be an awful manager.
I don't think Van Dijk would be a good manager.
Again, coach should be boss. Everyone was raving he's back in Kirby.
That's because
he can help the centre-back and that, develop it more. But
I think he's one of those managers where he'd be great at telling... He'd be a good defensive coach to tell you like where you should be when the ball's in this position. Because if you look at Van Dijk, he doesn't necessarily... How often do you see Van Dijk break, I swear?
Yeah.
You don't. Because most of the time, his positioning does everything for him.
Charlie Adam, he's taken Blackfield back to the top.
Charlie Adam's gonna get nowhere in life of being a coach.
Now, what's your thoughts on Phil Neville? Do you reckon he'd do decent at into Miami?
No, I don't think an American club would be hard to manage. I think he'll do well there. I think he'll do well there, but then at the same time, I think. When his day comes and he gets called into like a European management job, I think he'll flop. Because I think it's a massive step, the MLS to a European team.
I reckon he'll be like a championship manager. We'll see him in 10 years managing like Redden or someone.
Mick McCarthy.
Yeah, a little bit like that. Yeah.
Tony Pulis.
Yeah. I do.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's all I've got written down. Anyone got anything else?
Yeah. Not really.
Well, right, Jenko, this is your first
episode. I've really enjoyed it. It's been good.
Well, thanks for listening. This was episode 21. Ooh, ooh. 21 episodes.
21.
Big,
yes.
Big now.
We are.
But don't forget to follow. Not a chance. Don't forget to follow the podcast on Instagram at Matty with the Footy. And we'll see you in the next one.
Well done, boys.
In a bit.